Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
O God, whose voice calls us in thunder, in the earthquake and in the fire, speak to us now in words of Scripture. Still all voices within us that are not your own. By the power of your Holy Spirit, open our hearts, our minds, and our souls to hear what you would have us to hear and to become the people you would have us be. Amen. The scripture reading is from Matthew 15, verse 32 through 38, which is on page 21 in the New Testament in your pew Bible. Please follow along as I read. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where are we to get enough bread on the way? Jesus asked them, How many loaves have you? They said, 7, and a few small fish. Then ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish. After giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all of them ate, and they were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Those who had eaten were 4,000 men, besides women and children. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Welcome again to Youth Sunday. We are the Covenant Youth Group, and for the sermon today, we are going to share with you what we have been up to this school year. I am Elizabeth, and I am in 8th grade at Johnston Middle School in the Johnston School District.
I'm Ella, and I'm in 6th grade at Clive Learning Academy in the West Des Moines School District.
I am Paige, and I'm in 6th grade at Clive Learning Academy in the West Des Moines School District.
I am Mason. I'm in 8th grade at Indian Hills in the West Des Moines School District.
I'm McKenna. I'm in 9th grade at Southview Middle School at the Ankeny School District.
I'm Caitlin. I'm in 9th grade at Southview Middle School in the Ankeny School District.
I'm Carson, and I'm a junior at Valley in the West Des Moines School District.
I'm Jackson, and I am in 7th grade at Urbandale School in Urbandale Community School District.
I'm Ben, and I am in 6th grade at Meredith Middle School in the Des Moines School District.
I'm Ian, and I am in 8th grade at Des Moines Public Schools.
I am Carter, and I am a sophomore at Valley in West Des Moines School District. Youth group at Covenant is many things. First of all, it is fun and a great way to get out and about on a school night. As you just heard, we are a group of 6th through 11th graders from schools around the metro. We gather together on Wednesday evenings to build relationships with each other, but also throughout the community.
Our youth group aims to share the word and love of God, mostly through our actions. We love to get into the community and make new connections. We may not always talk about our faith to those we meet, but we hope that our actions and volunteer works show them that we are living the word of God each week.
We tend to focus our activities in 3 areas. Number 1, mission at home, which means mission at or within Covenant. Number 2, mission is the metro, which means mission work within our community. And number 3, fellowship and social, because we can't be all work and no play. When we are together, we make new connections, whether it is with each other, the employees at the places we serve, or just the general public. We get to see things we would not come across in regular daily life.
Helping out around Covenant is special to us because it is fun to help the people we actually know. Doing jobs that others maybe physically can't or do not have time to is rewarding. Being part of a church is so much more than simply sitting in worship on Sunday mornings. We really love actually being involved with the behind-the-scenes tasks that keep the church going.
One of the ways we can help is with the yard work. Did you know that Covenant does not pay for any yard maintenance work? And we have a large property. Each fall and spring, we do an evening of yard work.
While we may not love yard work, it is fun to work alongside adults at Covenant, and we get to learn new things, like how to use a hedge trimmer and how to clean leaves out of a storm gutter. Plus, we usually get food at the end, so that's a good thing.
Helping with the Covenant Kids events is another one of our activities. Here we are carving pumpkins that were used as decorations for the Haunted Hike trick-or-treat event. There was only a little bit of bloodshed on this night, so we think it was a success.
Speaking of the haunted hike, in this photo you can see a few of us dressed up and working in the haunted house. The youth group takes over the community center and turns it into a much beloved haunted house for the kids. This might be one of our favorite things to do. We work together to come up with creative ideas and actually get it to come to life. It's also really fun to see the excitement of the kids as they wait in line and come inside to get scared.
One of our community events had to get rescheduled at the last minute, so here you see us working on bulletin boards in the church hallway. Laura was quick to put us to work when she found out she had extra hands available.
Here is a photo of us, a few of us helping out with the Bible lesson station with the Covenant Kids. Those in the photos assure you they were not bored but deeply concentrating on the story they were reading. As a group, we do really appreciate helping out with the younger children.
Covenant's diaper ministry is always a favorite event. It's hard to say what makes it so great. The diaper ladies themselves, the fact that we get to use sewing machines that drive very similar to go-karts. The roller cutters are also quite fun, sort of like cutting pizza slices. In all seriousness though, the opportunity to sew does not come around a lot, and it's really a good time. The diapers made here go mostly to families in Haiti. We would encourage anyone out there with free time to consider trying out the Diaper Mission Group. Trust us, it is fun, and they will teach you everything that you need to know.
This last photo of us doing missions at Covenant is us stuffing eggs for the Easter egg hunt. More than 2,000 eggs were filled with candy that night. Some of our group also helped out at the actual egg hunt, handing out prizes at the prize tables. We do not mind stuffing eggs as we can put some music, talk and laugh, and eat candy.
That brings us to our next area of service, mission in the metro. By metro, we mostly mean the western suburbs. One might be surprised at how many nonprofit organizations are at work in our community. We have a few favorites we head to each year, but also ventured out to some new places, which is always exciting because you never know what you will get asked to do.
Here we are at the start of our adopted trail. The Covenant Youth Group is an official adopted trail group and has a section of trail that goes by Jordan Creek Park down to Crossroads Park. While this trail isn't ever overly dirty, it is such a rewarding experience because the residents who use this path are always so grateful. Many will strike up a conversation as they walk by, asking us where we are from. We have found that this is a great way to get Covenant's name out and is a chance to invite people to worship with us.
Waukee Area Christian Services is a familiar organization to us, but was in a new location this time around. Waukee Area Christian Services provides all sorts of services to people who are having trouble meeting their basic needs. Our task on this particular night was to help prep items for their clothing closet. The clothing closet is like a store, but everything is free.
Here you can see us hanging up the clothes, sorting hangers and bundling socks. In addition to the clothing closet, Waukee Area Christian Services runs a network of food pantries and healthcare clinics for clients. Overall, this was a very enjoyable night for us, and we will likely return again.
Who likes to cook? Making a meal for the guests of the Ronald McDonald's House is for you then. We had a great time cooking and baking. We went to the Ronald McDonald's House that is located right next to Blank Children's Hospital. This is a very large house that offers a place to call home at little to no cost for families to stay at while their children are at the hospital.
Ronald McDonald House asks for groups to bring ingredients into their kitchen and then prepare a meal for those staying there each night. Every year for a while now, our youth group has signed up for a night. This year we made ravioli lasagna, salad, garlic bread, scotch brews, and cookies.
A new place for us was Bidwell Riverside Food Pantry. It was a secular organization that seeks to build hope by providing support through two primary programs. Food and Clothing Pantry and Child Development Center. We volunteered at the food pantry in the Des Moines location.
Here we are doing various tasks for them. We loaded a van to take food to another site, sorted stock shelves, and basically organized the pantry to make it welcoming and usable to their clients. Bidwell Riverside is part of the DMARC pantry network, so anyone is welcome anytime, no questions asked.
Red Kettle Bell Ringing for the Salvation Army is a staple outing for the Covenant Youth Group. This year, we had enough youth that we needed to split up and cover two different grocery stores. While this was a cold and somewhat long 2 hours of service, we know deep down it is for a great cause. We found that this was also a great way to share Covenant's name and invite people to worship, as many people would ask us where we were from as they made a donation. It was very encouraging to see so many people give as they walked by.
Food Bank of Iowa is a must visit for us each year. Shown here was a 2-hour shift at their downtown warehouse. Our task was to put together backpack buddies. Backpack buddies are a plastic grocery bag filled with non-perishable foods that students are given at schools on Fridays. This bag contains items that can supplement their meals or be their meals over the weekend while they are not getting school breakfast and lunch.
Here you can see stations were set up and we each took a bag, walked the route and filled it with items. We repeated this over and over again until our shift was over. Most of our school buildings are part of the Backpack Buddies program, so helping with this really hits home. It is most certain that we have peers that are receiving these bags.
Mini Hands Thrift Market is a newer store located in the old Baby RS building that just north of here off University. They raise funds and support the people of Houghton. The idea is similar to that of Goodwill, where the community drops off donations to be sold in their store.
Volunteering here meant that we got to sort through donations. Let us tell you, you never know what you're going to find. Let us also tell you, do not donate gross things. Just throw them away. We had many good laughs, a few nauseating moments, but mostly full hearts as we served here. These heaping tables of clothes are just some of the items that we sorted and organized. There is always much work to do in this mission, and we will definitely be back.
Puppies, kitties, bunnies, and more, who wouldn't want to give their time to the Animal Rescue League. We spent an evening at their main location on the north side of Des Moines, cleaning cages, picking up litter outside the building, and helping prepare decorations for the upcoming Valentine's Day holiday.
The Animal Rescue League of Iowa is Iowa's largest nonprofit animal shelter, caring for many thousands of pets each year. The ARL receives no state, federal, or United Way funding, so they are very much dependent on donations and volunteers. At this visit, there were not that many pets there. While this is an overall great thing, as it means more pets are in good homes, we definitely wish there had been more cats to snuggle.
Last but not least is Meals from the Heartland, a favorite of our Covenant congregation as a whole. These are photos from a week ago Wednesday when we gathered at the Valley Junction site to pack meals. We hope everyone will join us again in August when we participate in Meals from the Heartland's annual hunger fight at Hy-Vee Hall.
Fellowship and fun, as we mentioned earlier, let's be honest, we are not an all-work, no-play sort of group. Part of being a junior and senior high schooler means we need to have a little bit of fun. These last few photos show some of our more relaxed evenings.
We all love games, whether it is a not-so-quiet game of Uno or an intense game of Gogaball. A friendly sense of competition can most definitely be found in our group. I think these guys here were trying to figure out what game to play, or maybe just eating snacks or something.
Roller skating is always a hit. Most everyone loves to go to the skating rink. You can see that we always make friends wherever we go. Notice the small child in the center of our group photo. He hung out with us most of the night. We're a very welcoming group.
Christmas must be celebrated, so why not have a game where you dress your friends up like a Christmas tree? Maybe those of us not chosen to be the tree had a bit more fun than the trees. It was all in good nature, and we did say we like to play games.
Group shot here with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Apparently, you are never too old to sit on Santa's lap.
Sky Zone is located in Grimes as a trampoline park, which means there are all sorts of bouncing things in a big warehouse. It's fun for all ages, but really is a place where we can be loud and as crazy as we want, and no one cares.
These photos show a few of the different areas that are set up and all the fun things you can do. There are also basketball courts and a dodgeball area, all on trampolines.
Another youth group tradition is bowling. We can't go a year without at least one trip to a bowling alley. This year we hit up Spare Time in West Des Moines.
Last month was our lock-in. We met at the church on a Saturday night, dropped our stuff, and headed to the Jordan Creek Mall for a scavenger hunt. Again, we are a very competitive group, so it was a heated hunt, but very fun. We stopped at Colvish for some food, and then came back to the church for the rest of the night. It was such a great time that no one slept all night. Some of us may have caught up on some rest during worship the next morning, but don't tell Reverend Nathan.
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, "Go, eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do." So we did just that. Here's a photo of us at Pizza Ranch. Sometimes we just need to sit and eat together.
Last but definitely not least, we would like to thank all of you who had made the youth group possible. We thank the congregation for your continued support of whatever we bring before you, and we send heartfelt thank yous to all the volunteers who have chaperoned or carpooled us this year, especially Jen Chan, Sally Patton, and Anne McGowan. Thank you so very much.
And now, a moment for mission.
Our moment for mission today is the Pentecost offering. Pentecost is a celebration of when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples after Jesus' ascension. It is always the seventh Sunday after Easter. Every year on Pentecost Sunday, we join other Presbyterian churches in collecting the Pentecost offering. Psalm 71 testifies that a foundation of faith established when we are young helps ensure lifelong faith and service. The patterns and lessons established during these formative years continue to bear fruit throughout a person's life. By receiving the Pentecost offering, we are nurturing the faith of those who are the church to come, children, youth, and young adults. 40% of the Pentecost offering stays right here at Covenant to support youth in our own community. The local portion of this year's offering will go to support our summer youth mission trip, an urban plunge right here in Des Moines Metro. From June 25th to 27th, we will be staying at a host church downtown. We will do a number of service projects and organizations in the city. Urban Plunge is a division of Christ for the City, which is an organization that plans to lead youth mission trips. Our intention is for this to be a stepping stone trip that leads to longer and further away trip for the summer of 2024. The Pentecost offering is a church-wide effort to support young people and inspire us to share our faith, ideas, and unique gifts with the church in the world. We will dedicate the Pentecost offering on May 28th, but you can contribute anytime using the Pentecost envelopes in the pews. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.